I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program as we head into Easter and Passover together. Wine certainly is a staple. And this year, Sherritt Winery will be at our Down and Derby Wine Festival May 4th at Cooper River Park with all of these great South Jersey wines. I know somebody in Hamilton, New Jersey. Of course, we know Kellyanne Conway. We know about the blueberries. But also, you see their signs. It's located on 370 South Egg Harbor Road in Hamilton, New Jersey. It's one of New Jersey's younger wineries, being opened in 2008. But Larry, you guys have made up for lost time. And you told me you entered in contests in places like San Francisco. 11 wines and 11 medals.
That's right, Dom. We took 4 gold medals, 4 silvers, and then 3 bronzes this year. But that's been repeated every year since we've opened.
So why South Jersey? Why would the... We know it's good for blueberries. We know it's good for tomatoes. How in the world did people suddenly... Because this is a relatively youngish sort of stuff. I don't remember 20 years ago South Jersey being a big wine region.
Prohibition destroyed the wine industry in New Jersey. Okay. Where do you think the name Vineland came from?
Okay.
Came from growing grapes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Where's the oldest winery in the United States? Winery.
Okay.
Over just south of, west of, east of Hamilton, just towards the shore. They've been around since the 1700s. New Jersey has a very long history of growing great wine.
What is the signature? What do you bring into the Derby or today? What's your signature wine, if there is such a thing, for your winery?
We do two different kinds of wines that are really signature.
Okay.
Number one are Chardonnays, which are world class, and we do two different styles, one without any oak and one kind of a traditional American style with oak. And then we're also known for Cabernet Francs and our blends. So I actually brought today our Trio blend, which is a Bordeaux-style blend. I did study winemaking in Bordeaux as well as in California.
How's your French?
Not as good as it should be.
So, and are the French still the best winemakers?
The French are outstanding winemakers. They still do make some of the best wine in the world.
So what this surge, though, I think it's your group, because I've spoken with them over the years, the South Jersey Wine, the Association of Wine in New Jersey, has gotten much more public. They're out there. They're doing more things, it seems like, which is good, and they're making the public aware. I went on a wine tour in Cape May, for example, and I've sampled various wines when we're down the shore. Where's the best place to find South Jersey wines, though? Is it all together, or do you have to go winery by winery?
Well, there are clusters of wineries in South Jersey that I think you'll find. In the Hamilton area, there are 6 of us within 10 minutes of each other. So you can really do a nice wine tasting tour, actually over 2 days, right in the Hamilton area. Then you have a cluster down in Cape May, and then you have a cluster that's over like in Mullica Hill. They're a little more spread out than we are in Hamilton.
Right.
But the cluster in Hamilton gives you some really great wines from some great wineries really close together.
What are you bringing to the Down and Derby? Is there something you're unveiling, something special you're bringing to that?
We're actually going to bring a number of our premium wines to the Down and Derby. So we'll be bringing Cœur d'Est. How's that for my French? Which means Heart of the East. That is a blend that is made right in the Outer Coastal Plain, which is the grape-growing area of South Jersey.
Where is that exactly located, the Outer Coastal Plain?
The Outer Coastal Plain runs from Cape May all the way to Monmouth County, and it follows the sandy, gravelly soils that are in that area. So it's a federally designated grape-growing area. unique in its construction from a climate point of view.
And when you talk about a premium wine, what a price point are we talking about?
We're going to be bringing wines that will range anywhere from about $19 up to $35.
Oh, well, that's certainly affordable. I mean, is there a wine there that you keep, a special one just for you, that's $1,000 a bottle or something like that?
not from our winery, but I do drink Trio, which is priced at $35. If I'm going to have a nice red meat, I always go with a really good red blend.
All right, so that's what we're going to be sampling, right?
We're going to be sampling
all right,
that.
So, and it's a tough job. Rose teaching pre-K, my wife, but right now. And I tell her, this is such a ferocious job. One moment we're talking Mueller report. The next moment, Larry is handing me a wine to taste, and I have to have expertise in all these things, right?
That's right. You have to become a jack of all trades.
Exactly right. And if it involves drinking wine at only 11:23 in the morning, that's the price you have to pay for this. So, Larry, please. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So this is our Trio, which is a really nice Bordeaux-style blend. It is Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot.
Ah, is that an unusual combination? I don't know that I've had anything that...
No, that's a really traditional Bordeaux style.
Okay.
Okay, and as a matter of fact, this one is rated 91 points by James Suckling, who used to be one of the major editors at Wine Spectator magazine. And I loved his tasting notes, which said, "Tastes just like a Bordeaux from the left bank." So...
It can't do any better than that.
No, exactly. We know we got it right when we got that one.
Now, if people wanted to take a tour, a tasting, and all that, what's the website to find you guys?
Our website is sharrottwinery.com. So that's SHARROTT, winery.com. And we're open every day of the week, but we also have a beautiful wine bar. We have a kitchen. We have a setting where we're up on a hill overlooking vineyards and live music every single weekend.
And you're not too far off, because that's where I see this. I think I see your signage headed to Atlantic City. I don't know if I see it headed to Cape May.
There is a sign actually going from Philly to the shore. We're right off the Atlantic City Expressway, only a mile and a half from the exit. So we're close.
Very, very good. Now, you realize that this Down in Derby, is it kind of competitive for you guys? Are all coming together with great wines? I'm sure there's a point of pride, because there's going to be a number of... wineries and growers there.
There are going to be 10 really good wineries at this festival.
So Riccioli will be there, and I'll be there. That means we have to drink and sample all 10, and then there's multiple bottles. So
how about if I take you around and tell you which ones to have?
Well, you know what, Larry? I am impressed, because you got such a way. But that's definitely what we should do. And you can give me commentary as we go.
Absolutely.
Along. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's hot right now with you guys, though? Is there some trend in winemaking, particularly here local, or a wine that's, moderately to premium price that is hot right now?
Well, there are a couple of things that are really hot. Right now, rosés are very hot. And we do a beautiful rosé that's got four different grapes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice, flavorful rosé. And those are really hot with a lot of the younger wine drinkers. And then the other thing that's really hot now is the style of wines that are what are called natural wines. Now, we don't do completely natural wines, but we're very low-impact winemakers. So we don't add additives. We don't add a lot
No sugar in this? No Lambrusco? No, none of that
stuff? None of that stuff.
Now, what would you say, my wife, because we talk to the guys from Canals on occasion, right?
Okay.
It loves wine, but sweetened. You know what I mean? We can't get past that. What I'm drinking right now is great, but no, wouldn't be for her.
Okay. So we have a line of sweet wines as well, because we try to provide wines for the whole spectrum.
Okay.
We have a wine called Vignole, which is very different. And we find that dry wine drinkers like it as well as sweet wine drinkers, because it's got enough acidity to be balanced with some sweetness.
Now, Trio, this isn't that dry to my palate. Is it a dry wine, or is it dry? It is dry?
Absolutely.
I've taken it as middle of the road, no?
No, that's completely dry. There is absolutely no sugar in that whatsoever.
Okay. But I'm comfortable with that. I mean, I think it's a great taste, whereas with Roe, we'd need something different.
Different something. Well, we also have a wine called Crimson Sky.
Okay.
Which is a sweet red. and that would probably be suitable for her palate.
What advice would you give? You'd be the good guy, and I'm going to take you up on that at the Down and Derby event to walk around with you and to go through this.
Okay.
That wants to know about wine, and I'm one of them, but, you know, it's intimidating. Somebody with your knowledge, but you're not intimidating. You're somebody who is not snobbish. Don't come across that way at all. I'm impressed, too.
I can be that way if you want me
to. Then you wanted to tell listeners that you left so early, afraid of Philadelphia traffic. You're here like an hour in advance when you're supposed to be. We admire that. And we could have been sipping back there. But
sure.
What would you tell them to do? I mean, it's a great resource to visit your winery to get started. What would you have them do?
Well, if they come to the winery, the first thing is just to do a tasting. We offer tastings where you can have six different samples of wines and try things that you don't know. Just really, and again, our people that do tastings, my staff that do tastings, have all been trained in wine. So they can really guide people through wine and give them an understanding of the different styles. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, don't be intimidated by wine. It's a drink. Enjoy it.
Well, it is. And I noticed you didn't do the sniffing or make me do the sniffing and all that. Do you do that? Is that part of
it? Oh, sure.
It is, yeah. Oh, why does that enhance the experience?
The first thing is that wine, anything that you taste, you have to be able to smell it in order to get the full flavor.
Right.
So if you don't swirl it and get some of that wine to evaporate in a glass, you don't taste the full flavor of the wine. So that's why the swirling is involved. It also introduces a little air into it, helps it to breathe a little bit so that you get the full aromas that come up out of the wine. And you want that wine to be very expressive so that when you sip it, you get wonderful flavor.
Well, Larry, you are going to be my guide. I don't know about Rich. He may have his own Sherpa there, but it's a Down and Derby Wine Fest. You'll discover your next favorite wine with the top South Jersey winemakers, and they're all going to be there. Sip and strut down the red carpet while showing off your Derby Day style. I don't know if you're going to be dressed for that. Do you have anything in mind for Derby Day?
You never know how I'm going to show
up. Okay. And you'll learn how to bet like the pros with the help of on-site wagering experts. Now, this is a fabulous event, and tickets are available right now. And Larry will be there. You'll be able to sample and have him guide us, too. Tickets are available at DownAndDerbyWineFest.com. Use promo code WPHT when checking out to receive 10% off your ticket purchase. Larry, it's a date. We'll be with you there on May 4th at Cooper River Park.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You. Thanks for the great wine today. And when I tell
welcome.
My wife, this was very, very difficult. This guy was taskmaster, making me sniff and swirl and do everything else. Thank you, Larry.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.